right? So what is the verb? Le.
The rechem.
Le rechem. Is it binyan ze? So, what is the gerund of piel?
Yihu.
So, we don't have rechum. Rachamim would be the noun that is going to serve as a gerund. We do not have gerund from reshet mem in piel. It will be a noun that serves it. Remember how sometimes when a verb doesn't have the natural gerund, the automatic gerund, they bring in nouns? Here it is, rachamim. So you learn it as a vocabulary, okay?
I have a question. I do too. I cannot translate rachim.
Because you don't have it in English? To compassionate? But you feel sorry for? That's right. Yeah,
there has to be a thing in there.
So it's a template issue between English and Hebrew, right?
Yeah. So Rahaman is...
Ha-Rahaman, the one who is compassionate.
Oh, it's the noun,
the person, right?
A compassionate person, and Rahamim is compassion.
Okay.
So when you have a noun at the end, it becomes a noun, but it's a personal noun, right?
You make it a person, not always.
The adjective
rachlan, nachon, rachlan would be the same thing. Everybody knows what rechilut is. Rechilut is a gossip. So you take resh chaf lamed lerachel, even though it's the epl lerachel. It's actually, you know, one of the things we're not supposed to do. Lerachel is to gossip, and every day in the personal in the prayer book, you have a part at the very beginning of the day where you do personal meditation, and it says, please keep me from a bad friend and a bad neighbor and from lashon hara, from a bad tongue, so I will not speak badly, and from rechilut, so I will not gossip about people. Gossip is slightly different from lashon hara. Mm-hmm. So what's the difference? Lashon hara is always bad things. Rechilut can be also good things about someone. Okay? So lerachel, even though it's di'el, there is not a gesh forte. Okay? Lerachel, because it's not Hebrew. And you have rechilut as a gossip, as the noun, the noun that you don't touch, right? And then rachlan is the person who gossips all the time, the gossiper. Okay? And sachkan, lesachek, sachkan is the actor. Both the player on the football field and the actor on the stage. Sachkan.
Can you write that?
Yeah.
So he's talking about the suffix an that makes a person do the action. Sachkan. Okay,
let's so now you can, how do you say someone who likes to talk, a talkative person?
Dabran.
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 Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm. And
so, sometimes in text I see u, nun.
Un?
Un. And it doesn't translate.
Well, is it in on verbs?
Yeah.
So on verb it's something else.
Okay. Okay. Sorry. All right.
It's okay. You have on in Hebrew, like iton.
Yeah.
You take the word et.
It does, and it doesn't translate in modern Hebrew. So
et is time.
Yeah.
And a paper that comes on a certain time becomes iton.
Oh, okay.
So
when you take a
what?
Noun and you plug in on, you you create other nouns. There are. You know what? Let me treat you for a noun type of a lesson, not now.
Can you just write what you had before you made it into eton?
So,
and then leave it?
Like time.
Et for time, not et that writes.
Right. Okay.
Et that means time, zman. So a publishing.
I see. Publishing in time.
So that becomes
way.
A newspaper.
That's so
okay.
Cool.
Eton. And a quarterly, a newspaper that comes every quarter, reva, okay, reva is a quarter. So you'd make rivon.
It's the quarter.
Okay.
And don't give us a whole class of this.
And yeah, I know, so let me treat you, but not now. And you know what's magical? You have a book like this. Talk to you. If you bought the two.
Yeah.
Which one?
Can see
oh, that one with a little tiny nerve.
Yeah. Yerach.
That's what I start to use.
Everybody remembers what Yerach is? Yareach. Pay attention to the music. Yareach is a moon. One?
Yeah.
Yerach, the Jewish year, is based on the moon.
Oh.
So Yerach is a month. Okay? And that's right, and a monthly magazine will be Yarchon.
Yarchon.
Okay? Better? And every year we have graduates. So those graduates in Hebrew are called Shnaton. Okay, the graduates of each year are called Shnaton. Bashnaton Sheli Limdu Dikduk Ivrit. Tip top. Okay? אבל בשנתון של אחותי כבר לא למדו דקדוק. מבינים? בשנתון. The group that finished that year. כן? בסדר? A weekly? Yes, weekly. שבוע. אבל now we travel, right? The stress travel, so it's supposed to be שבועון, but nobody says שבועון. This is שבועון.
שבועון.
שבועון. Exactly. Shavuot. Bidiyuk.
Can you say again the three moon words, moon month, whatever?
Yareach is a moon.
So isn't there a
Lillian, this is the second week you're pale, I must tell you. Okay? Sorry, just take a note, put it there. Sorry. I just okay.
I'm working so hard on my Hebrew.
<She's not sleeping.
laughs> Yeah, he was away skiing over the weekend, I believe that. So I should have waited for break, but it
no,
was,
that's
now
fine,
you're
really?
Blushing and something.
Okay.
Yareach is a month.
But so there's okay, that's what was confusing me. Okay.
Yareach is a month.
No, it was the absence of the
Yareach is a month. From Yareach we have a new word in Hebrew. Because the Jewish month is based on the moon. We created the word Yerach as a synonym to Chodesh. Yerach and Chodesh are synonyms.
Is it a sigil under that year?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Point.
Yeah. What is? Yeah, okay.
Okay? Yeah. Seder? Now, you want to hear something else then? On makes things small.
Okay.
So, carp. The fish carp,
yeah.
And a little one, carpion. Okay? Ve. Mazleg is a fork. Mazlegon, a little fork, okay? But also eat makes it smaller. So I'll organize kind of a group for you. You said that?
Yes.
So funny.
Quite happy.
Okay, now. How do we say sages, our sages?
Blessed be them.
Blessed be them, zichronam libracha. Blessed be he. So I'm diverting from nouns. Okay, we're going back to our chapter. So we always say, our sages said this and this. Our sages said that and that. So our sages is a combination. We say Chazal. The rabbinic Hebrew often is referred to as Lashon Chazal. Chazal is an acronym, mm-hmm. an abbreviation for Chachameinu. What is Chachameinu?
Our wise ones.
Our wise.
Ivrit. Break it.
Chacham ve'anachnu.
Our wise ones.
Our wise ones in Hebrew.
Chachameinu.
Otan. It's possessive, it's a noun. Chapter 1 in book 3. Chachameinu. Now, Zal, you say about anyone who died and you talk about him. Like when I talk about my father, I need to say Zal. Zal.
Zichrona.
Zal is Zikaron. Liv Ra Ha. Okay, so now Zikaron. Zikaron is a memory. So I need to possess that memory. So if I talk about my father, who's a singular male, I say Zichrono. Zikaron. Zichrono. One. Okay? Livracha. His memory would be for a blessing. But now Chachamenu is masculine or feminine?
Masculine.
Is it singular or plural?
Plural.
So I need to say their memory. How will I say it in one word? Their memory. Here's the beginning. Zich?
Zichron.
Shelahem will become am. Zich. Remember. Zichronam. Their memory. Zichronam. Their collective memory will be for a blessing. We have one collective memory. If I were to talk about my grandmother, I would say Zichrona. With a mapik in the hay, Zichrona livracha. Okay?
So does the abbreviation cover all of those?
So now, Zal, when you just say Zal, and you will see sometimes people do it in English next to a name like this.
Right.
Yes? And that you cover, you cover very well the conjugation. You do not need to conjugation.
So
say Zal.
For all
Zal. So when you say Chazal, Chazal stands for Chachameinu, Zichronam, Livracha. Is that clear?
Yes. And you pronounce it shortly as Chazal.
Chazal. Chazal. Lashon Chazal. The rabbinic Hebrew. Lashon Chazal. Lashon Chachamim. My professor would say Lashon Chachamim. He couldn't say Chazal. He couldn't bear saying Chazal. Lashon Chachamim. The language of the wise ones.
Why couldn't he bear saying?
Why did he bear? Because he's a well, you know, he was a wise man. But he trained us well to think that way. Now tell me why it's Livracha. For a blessing, it's supposed to be Le-b-ra-cha.
There's a midrash.
But you have to drop the Shua for the first letter.
Drop the Shua or lengthen? I have two mobile shvahs in the front, and Emma says the first one lengthens.
Well, okay, yeah, lengthen.
Right, becomes chirik. When I have two mobile shvahs in the front,
right,
the
yeah.
first one always becomes chirik, not in the ve. The ve is a different issue.
Libraka means four blessings?
Yeah. So why ve and not ve?
Because it's easier to say.
That's true, but why is it easier to say?
It's not the first letter.
Say that loud, please.
It's not the first letter.
Right, the first letter, beget kefet, beginning of a word, bracha. The second, it's not the beginning of a word anymore, livracha. Say that?
Yeah.
Chachameinu zichronam livracha. That's the process.
Just repeat what the chazal stands for, chachameinu. Zichronam.
One memory of theirs.
Okay.
Their collective memory. We remember them as one. Zichronam livracha. Okay?
Okay, the infinitive for to bless.
Yes.
How does that differ from libracha? Libracha.
Okay, which root, what is the root?
Barach.
Ben reshcha.
Yeah.
Which binyan, we know it. What is to bless? How do you say to bless?
Baruch.
No, Baruch is blessed.
Blessed. Beres. Beres.
Le bara.
Le
bara.
Le.
Le bara.
Say it for me.
Le bara.
Le.
Le bara. Va.
Mole da per. Because it's pier. Now, if it's pier, I'm supposed to have nachon le da per. Le. So I have le saper. So how come I don't have le va?
Because the rest can't take the dagesh.
It has to fall down. It
has to fall down.
Right. So the gesporte in the resh cannot exist, so it
has to go there.
Compensatory lengthening. Yes? Let's have again lebarech with the kamas. Lefaresh also. But lekadesh. Lekadesh, like this. Lekadesh. Right? That's of kiddush. Right? אוקיי, okay. חכמנו זיכרונם לברכה, חזל, לרחם, רחמן, רחמים. It's all you need to know. But we know an adjective from that.
רחמן, רחום וחמן.
רחום, רחום is an adjective from that. רחום. We're going to talk about this form today. Okay? The qualities of love. Two of these, we're going to talk about them in a few minutes.
Okay. I have a question. Okay. A question. When we say, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbat, should it be something like HaRachavan?
Do you want to rewrite a prayer? Go for it. But yeah. Should we now? That's how the rabbis wanted to write it. So, Coleman, I'm inviting you to write your own siddur. Now, and the time you are 50 or 65, before retirement, give yourself a gift. Write your own siddur.
Yeah, actually, yes. You can.
I was just wondering if there was a reason for that.
No. Come on.
Because it's a present tense.
Participles. Don't call them participles. Because.
What should we call them in this, though? I've been putting present tense for participles.
If now we're going to get sophisticated. You see that when I present your vocabulary now, if it's a participle and the usage in the story is a participle, I will put it in both places. I'll put it as a noun, as the person who's doing the action, and I'm putting it under the verbs because you already have the understanding of what a participle do.
But of course, in a verb chart, then we have to call it present. There's nothing else you can call it in a verb chart.
In a verb chart,
we have to call it present tense.
If in the story, in that line,
right.
It was hove, because it was a verb, you write hove. If it was a noun, just write a peinoni. You understand?
Yes.
Now, in the Bible, when we do Bible or tefillah, just write peinoni. Just write peinoni.
Peinoni.
Can you write it again? I know we have it somewhere.
Peinoni.
Right? I know I have it in my notes. But
because what happened is peinoni refers to the fact that it's in between form. So you're never mistaken to write Beinoni. When we analyze in biblical and rabbinic Hebrew verbs, we differentiate between Hove, that is a present tense verb usage, and the Beinoni that is used as other things. It's an adjective or a noun. What can you read?
Could you give an example of that?
Can. Hamit Palelim. Hamit Palelim. Mit Palelim. The daveners daven, right? The participants in the prayer pray. Now, a participle, this is the beinoni, and this is the verb.
this is the subject.
Yeah.
Right?
And no.
It's a present tense form, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's a present tense form that is being used as a noun. We call it, it's a person, right? It's a people. Okay?
Yeah. I just didn't understand how
Beinoni
was being applied to that.
So we call this the Beinoni.
This
is going to be Beinoni.
Yeah.
And this will be Hube.
The participle is always in, they're always in the past tense.
No, participle is always present
tense. Present tense, right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a Hube. It's a Hube form. Mm-hmm.
No.
Hashomer, shomer. I'll do it an easier way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hashomer, shomer. The guard is guarding, or he guards. Okay? Hashomer, shomer.
Now, do you have to have it definite?
No.
So you could have a guard guarding.
Shomer, shomer.
Yeah.
Betach.
Yeah.
Now, why do I put ha, by the way? Because I want you to see that a verb never takes ha.
Right.
But if it's a noun, you can put ha.
Right.
And I'll take it one more step. Hashomer, lo shomer. Hamitpalelim, medabrim. Hem lo mitpalelim. Okay, they pretend to. Aval hem. Hashomer lo shomer, v'hamitpalelim lo mitpalelim. Instead of lo. Lo can negate any verb. We learn that.
Mm-hmm.
Biblical Hebrew does something interesting. We also learn al plus future. Okay, al plus future. But when you negate this kind of form, okay, you can say einam. Who eino shomer? Behem einam mitpaleli. And you can do it only on participles. The word ein, there isn't, can negate instead of lo, only a participle, a present tense form.
But that's a biblical usage, really.
Rabbinic, really.
Rabbinic.
And then you need to conjugate it according to the subject.
Uh-huh. So.
Conjugate the einam or einam.
Yeah, because it means hashomer ein hu shomer. Hu lo shomer. Hamitpalelim ein hem. Hem lo. As if you're saying hem lo. As if you repeat the subject. That's what you do. And that's rabbinic style.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So ein can only be used with a participle.
No.
You only do this.
So let's take ein now separate. The word ein means ein shiurim hayom. No homework today. There isn't or there aren't. Uh-huh. But ein also is used to negate a verb. Only, but only a participle. It cannot substitute for lo in the future or in the past.
No,
you can say, you cannot say ein shamalti. You cannot, you may not.
You mean with a participle?
I mean,
for the verb, it could be any other noun on the other side as the subject.
But then you need to conjugate it correctly. That's what the declension of ein you need to own. This
right.
is when you need to own the ein conjugation, the declension of ein. You have that sheet I gave you, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you can create your own. One at a time, create your own, will be best. That's how that student learned. I didn't make those stress because I believe in students doing their own. Because when you do your own, you own it. You really do. Okay. So back to our story. Pam achat, 208, 208, 208. פעם אחת הביאו עגל לשחיטה. One time they brought a calf
To be slaughtering. To slaughtering.
Yeah.
To be slaughtered. Okay? But look at the use in Hebrew, it's a gerund. To slaughtering. Shchita.
That's
So you have shchita kshera, kosher shchita, or shchita lo kshera.
Or shochet, and the shochet.
The shochet, what does the shochet do?
Is that Yiddish though? Or
it's Hebrew.
Okay.
What does the shochet do?
They do the shochet.
The shochet, shochet.
Right.
Exactly. Okay, the shochet, shochet. Okay. Pam achat heviu egel lishchita, v'rabbi Yehuda Hanasi avar b'makom. Everybody knows who Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was? The head of the Knesset HaGdola. Right? Yes, that's right.
Yep.
And what did he? What is he famous for?
The Mishnah.
He signed, right? He canonized the Mishnah, signed it. No one's allowed to change it after his time. 200. Barach ha'egel, uva el Rabbi Yehuda. By the way, you can always Google the personas in the story. Always the authors. You can always Google them to learn more.
Oh, save me. What is the
wrong
with this?
Escape.
What?
Escaped.
Oh,
ran
escape.
Away.
Oh.
And how do you say the big escape? The escaping?
Escaping.
Nahon, say it out loud. Somebody, some chips are clicking now. Wow. Bricha. Bricha. Escaping. Barach ha'egel uva el Rabbi Yehuda. He's going to save him, right? Of course. And what do you think? Without reading. So here they bring the calf to the slaughtering machine. He escapes and he runs to Rabbi Yehuda, hoping.
Right.
Hoping to be saved, hoping to have Rachmanim and Rachmanis. You said Rachmanis. Rachmanis is the quality.
Oh my,
that's
the
so close.
Wait, but
Rachmanim
is also.
Rachmanim is the quality of God, and Rachmanut is what we are asking to people to have. Rachmanim come from there.
Oh wait, so people can't have Rachmanim?
Yes, they can. But it's a different kind of a noun. So think about the Yiddish usage of Rachmanis.
Right, it has
and use it
kind of
the same way.
Right?
Exactly. Have Rachmanis on him. Okay? Because Sephardic Jews will always use under the same circumstances Rachamim.
Right. And it's the same word as Racham, too. I mean, it's the womb, you know, and so there's.
The same root as.
Yeah, yeah. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I love that.
Okay. Sam ha'egel et rosho tachat bigdo shel harabi uvacha. Just like a little kid, right? A little kid is injured, runs to his mommy, pulls her, you know, and starts crying. Keilu lomar, keilu is a very important rabbinic word,
yeah.
As if, lomar, to say, hatzileni, hatzileni. What's a hatzileni?
To say.
Exact translation
Hatzil.
Is save me. Yeah, the Hebrew so. Two words, hatzel,
yeah.
Oti.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Those of you who didn't conjugate full conjugations of hifil, you're gonna be sorry because you need to conjugate. You need now to know Hatzileni is a combination of Hatzel Oti, and the synthetic forms when they compromise on vowels, you will not recognize them unless you know the regular expectation. Hatzel, save.
Right.
Imperative form. Okay. Hatzel Oti, bevakasha, save me. Amar lo harabi, lech. Lechach nivreta. Lech.
Go.
Go. Order form. Lechach nivreta.
That's why you were created.
For this.
Yeah.
For this, you were created. Which binyan is nivreta?
Right.
Mifal.
Very good. Mifal. It's a nun in the front, you have a taf at the end, so it cannot be future and past together, right? You have a taf, ta, the suffix of past tense, so oh, nifal. Okay? Nivreta. And who created, by the way? Right, that's why it's a root of betresh aleph and not yod tzadik resh, right? They don't use the Yotzer,
right.
They use bara, okay. Okay, for this you were created. Now, what kind of an answer is that? Similar to the,
yeah.
Right?
Similar to the story.
Great mercy, right? The mother told the child a little bit more politely. You know, I know it's hard. When you grow up, you'll understand.
Mm-hmm. And the rabbi did too.
And the you know. He thought that that's what the rabbi's
right.
going to tell him.
Right.
Yeah. He knew that the adult world was going to answer him the same way. But here, what are you talking about? That's your job. Go do your job. Okay? Amru bashamayim.
Ha.
Right? They said in the heavens. Mipnei sherabi merachem hu ra'ui Lerachamim. Because Rabbi, the rabbi, feel mercy, he seemed worthy for mercy.
Where do you get the seem?
Mas ra'ui? What's the root behind ra'ui?
He seems
to be deserving, right?
But weren't you asking why is it seems instead of is deserving? No.
Because ra'uib now gets a kind of it gets
we are peaking it as worthiness.
That's right. So right, it's translated into ra'uib. Ra'ui is deserving. That's how we translate it.
But
okay?
It means...
No, it comes from the root. It's as if it seems, okay?
Okay.
That's right, because then this meaning went to another binyan, and then it left this one for deserving. That's how we got it, okay? Because when someone deserves something, right, they're
everybody
getting something
see
to see it.
Everybody can see it,
yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So was the rabbi, the harav, יש לו רחמים על העגל?
לא.
לא? ובשמיים, מה אומרים בשמיים? הרבי מרחם, אז מרחמים על רבי. Right? If you feel sorry for others, then we will feel sorry for you too at your time, right? But הרבי לא רחם על העגל. So who is not going to feel sorry for the rabbi now? מאז, since then, תחלה רבי יהודה והיה חולה שנים רבות. So this is, you can feel how the Talmud, it's a Talmudic story, because from the in the Talmud, each line is actually an implication for your brain. They don't say everything black and white, but you can guess. And in a Talmud, you really need to guess in between the lines. Midrash sometimes is written that way too. You can guess between the lines. You can literally sometimes stop because you know the end. Mm-hmm. Okay. Are we okay now?
Okay, so I just want to go back. It's before, the rabbi seemed compassionate.
Where?
Right,
the rabbi was never compassionate.
No, before that the rabbi was merachem. It had compassion.
Wait a minute. What it says in the Shamayim. Amru b'shamayim.
Right. So
up in the heavens, they say, now you understand this.
Before the rabbi was compassionate, he seemed to be worthy.
Not before.
Exactly.
Because.
Because.
Mipneishe is because.
Okay.
Mipneishe is like keep. Yeah. Mipneishe is because. Yes.
Got it. Okay.
And Mipneishe requires a whole clause. The key doesn't start with one.
We don't know about clauses.
Yeah, just the last not line.
Yeah.
So then the rabbi was sick for 2 days.
So since then, me'az.
Oh, yeah, he was sick.
From then, since then, chala
yeah.
Rabbi Yehuda. Chala from chole. Nachon, avar. Rabbi Yehuda. Vehaya chole shalim rabot. Now, haya chole is a tense that is combining haya plus present tense.
So it means ongoing.
Yeah. He was sick for a long time, but in the past. Okay?
Right.
With past continuum.
With state of verbs in the past, right? Or not necessarily?
No.
Okay.
Not necessarily. Haya plus present tense refers to an action that happened in the past altogether, but continually.
Mm-hmm.
Like past continuum.
Started happening, but it's now happening.
He was sick for a long time.
No, it's just the past.
No, in the past. It ended in the past.
The
all of it is in the past. This is an important concept. Okay? That all of it happened in the past. He's not now sick. He was sick.
Like was being sick is kind of like the English.
So challah is
like had been.
It's both.
Like had been.
Had been in English suggests that had been before another time. Your past and before that past, he was sick. You don't do that in Hebrew. I don't think you can. He had been sick for many years before my story began 10 years ago. You would
use that.
It for that.
You can use it then.
But there's no way to say that versus he was sick for many years.
Nachon. It's the same usage. Same usage, I admit, but it's the way you do it.
Yeah, sure.
Okay?
Chala. Chala is the verb.
Haya.
Haya, chole.
Me'az chala rabi.
Okay, chala.
Chala. And chole is the adjective.
Participle. The verb.
Are we okay?
Yeah.
Chala, כמו ראה, כמו קנה, כמו רצה. Okay? כמו בכה, כמו שתה. Okay? חולה, כמו רואה, קונה, רוצה, בוחה, זה הווה, אוקיי? אין זה פרטיסיפל. החולה חולה. The patient is sick. In English you have two words for it. But in Hebrew, same form. החולה חולה. בסדר?
When is it a participle? It's you. I know. I understand.
When you can when you can translate this in noun.
Okay, so here.
How did you translate it?
Yeah.
The daveners.
What do the
daveners do? They daven. So what makes it hard is when you sit in a sentence and you say, "Oh, what does it do there?" That's what it does there.
Okay.
For now, it starts with familiar vocabulary. And it goes on to unfamiliar vocabulary because you need to be familiar with the phenomena by then. Okay? Now.
So it can be just about. It just doesn't make sense. It's a parcel, it just makes sense that could be something. So if you were to be sick person is sick. So.
Yeah.
And it's always
in English.
In Hebrew, in English, most likely you'll have a noun there.
Yeah.
Like the patient is sick.
Remember, English has a humongous vocabulary.
Yeah, Hebrew is overloaded. It's not closed. Okay. Now look. Haya plus. Okay, plus present continued action.
Yeah.
Habitual.
Okay.
Habitual action is that.
Now there's, is there no, is there a
it wasn't book
in
two.
The future?
No. Habitual action, no. They will use, oh.
And there is no...
They do
no,
it, in, but it's not grammatically correct.
Uh-huh.
Habitual action in the past.
Yeah, so it's not continuing to now or
no,
the future.
No, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
It ended in the past.
It ended in the past.
Yep.
He was sick and now he's happy.
That's right.
Okay,
he's not going to have one anymore.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. Are you following that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Was it book two? Mm-hmm. I think it was
talking
two.
About Haya plus a present tense verb.
So Haya, you see how Haya, Nahon.
Or Haya,
yeah.
Or whatever. Okay.
So Haya was conjugate. Haiti. Haiti gara betel Aviv. Okay?
Okay.
Bizman hamilchama.
Yeah, okay.
Okay? Even though you can say garti. It's not a mistake to say garti. It's just that it's another way. It's rabbinic Hebrew style. It's totally rabbinic Hebrew, so that you know. Seder? All right. So now the rabbi is very sick, right? Yom echad?
One day.
Ba'a shifcha lenakot et habayit. Lenakot.
Lenakot.
Lenakot. Ma shoresh? You just said liknot. Excuse me. Liknot is bad. Lirot. Liknot. Lirsot. Ze pa'al.
It's because it's a lamed hey verb.
Lichtov, lilmod. Aval. Lenakot, ledaber. What's confused you is the phenomena that the hey becomes ot. That's a phenomena.
What does it mean?
To clean. Oh.
Sorry.
It's okay. Now, yes, the hey becomes ot. And I told you, we learned it in Pad.
Yeah.
And whatever you learn in Pad is going to happen across the Binyanim. Here is an example of it happening in Prosta Binyanim. Because now we moved to the next door building, we went up to Piel, and guess what happened in the Lamed Hay floor? The same thing! Okay?
So then how would you know Piel?
How would you know, please?
Other than the Dagesh
and the... Nahon, other than the Dagesh, it could be a letter calling. How else would you know?
Because it sounds like Leda Bear.
It sounds like Leda Bear. You have a patach here.
Yes.
And the Shva in front of it. So you have. So now all the music makes sense all of a sudden. Shva in front of it, where is it? Patach, so it's like Leda. Ah, Leda. But it's odd because it's a hey, so it must be. Wait, is there the Geshporte? Yeah, there's the Geshporte. Must be Piel. Okay? Okay. Lenakot. Yom echad ba shifcha lenakot et habayit. I need to say something about shifcha. Eh, omrim beivrit eved? Eh.
Stone.
I was going to say eved. Servant.
Toman, hear the words. Eved.
Now that you said it,
it's
like
okay.
That.
I'm going to do my best. I know you need it, and so does me.
Yes.
But you're sitting on opposite direction, so I need to say Eved and Eved. What is Eved?
Servant.
Slave, servant, slave. Nachon Avadim Hayinu LeFarao
BeMitzrayim.
Okay? Eved Avadim. How do you say female Eved? Really?
Eved-da.
This is the word. There is no Avda. Shifcha. Shifcha is the female servant, and I needed to remember that for next year. For next year. And in the Bible, it has a synonym.
Okay.
Shifcha, the maids, and it also have Amma. Amma. Aleph Mem Hey. Shifcha ve Amma.
Like Ima.
Not Ima. Ima
is female.
Okay. Shifcha Amma is a female slave. Servant, maid, whatever. Ima. Ama, no Ima. Ima is Aleph Mem Aleph, right? It's from Aramaic, has Aleph, family members. Ima, Abba, Saba, Safta, have Aleph at the end.
Is Ama Aramaic?
Ima, Abba is, but not Ama, Ama.
So that's Talmudic Hebrew?
No. No?
Because I have another dictionary, there's other.
It's not in there? Because.
Because Sigal was one of the dictionary.
Coleman, it's okay. This dictionary is not complete. Don't forget, this is a pocket dictionary. And even the Oxford is a now. Don't forget that these dictionaries will not give you the most ancient forms. Right? Yeah. They need to compromise somewhere, cut the line. If they want to teach Hebrew for today, they will cut those. So, El Kalai is when you're going to go, what you're going to go to, or the Hebrew dictionaries, if you want to see synonyms, okay? Or if you want to see which layer, we're going to do a practice next year. Okay. Next. Yom echad ba'a shifcha lenakot et habayit. Hayu bebayit chatulim ktanim. והשפחה רצתה לגרש אותם. לגרש אותם. אמר לה הרבי, הניחי אותם. כי כתוב, ורחמיו על כל מעשיו.
So his mercy is on all that he has created.
נכון? לגרש.
So it's a הניחי from Noah. Is there Noah
from it?
הניחי, leave them alone.
Oh, really?
Ki כתוב.
Leave them alone.
Because it is written.
What?
Ki
כתוב. נכון. And where is it written? You need to know that when the rabbinic Hebrew says ki katuv or ka katuv betoratecha, ka katuv betoratecha, right? Katuv, it is written. Where is it written?
In the Bible.
Always a quote in the Bible.
Or Tanakh.
Tanakh. Bible.
Well, our Bible can just be five different quotes.
No. No. Bible is the whole book.
It depends. Some people think Bible.
Okay. Whatever.
Pentateuch.
No, the Pentateuch is only five books.
That's the five books.
No, but yeah, I think of the Bible as all. Oh,
no, is it Tanakh?
Verachamav al kol ma'asav. I want you to crack this in Hebrew. Rachamav. Ivrit, rabotai, Ivrit.
Rachaman shelo.
No, it's not Rachaman. הרחמים שלו, על כל
המעשים שלו.
המעשים
שלו.
שלו. מה זה מעשים?
His creation.
He's doing. That's exactly how they came to the translation. His doings. What's God's doing?
His creation.
Exactly.
So it doesn't mean create creatures suggest it's just living things, but it isn't only that word. It can mean anything he has created. Correct.
Bri'ah with an aleph? Absolutely.
every one of her creations.
Yeah, Bria,
they made a semantic differentiation where the yod is only the people.
So a better...
Wait. Zot omeret, Julian, read a whole line ahead.
No, I didn't read
that question.
I didn't read it.
Okay. Because I remember discussing it with you. Verachamav al kol ma'asav. So that is the first half of the pasuk. Zot omeret, that is to say, she'adonai merachem al kol briyotav. He explains to the maid, what does this pasuk say? Because she's probably unlearned, okay? So he is teaching her. It is said such and such. You know what that means? That means zot omeret is a very important expression. Zot omeret she'ashem merachem al kol beriyotav. In rabbinic Hebrew, beriyot is all sorts of creations.
Habriyot shelo.
Now the question is, what is the root?
Bara.
Bara. Bet. Bara. Bet. Resh. Aleph.
Yes.
So what is this? Masi.
Why is the
other side? Why don't we say briyotav? Rabbinic Hebrew, thick phenomena, is the interchanging between Lamed Aleph, this is a Lamed Aleph, right? Pai Ayin Lamed, Lamed Aleph, and Lamed Yud, or Lamed He. Okay?
So they all have the same music. They add the Aleph to the Lamed Yud.
That's right. So here, I'll show you another example. Somebody's trying to get me. Okay. What is the singular of briot? Bria?
Bria.
Bria. Okay. I'm going to put it in this, in these blocks. What is this?
It's a gerund. Yeah.
So it really needs to be bria. And they switch, they always go back and forth. Rabbinic Hebrew confuses these two categories. It's a known phenomenon. Okay? And I'll give you another example. How do you say to happen? No, to read.
Likro.
Likro im aleph.
Yeah.
Yeah. A book with an aleph. How do you say to happen?
Kara?
To happen? Lik?
Likra. With a K.
With another K.
Likrot.
Did you know how many times you're going to have Likrot instead of Likrot? We saw it last year in a midrash.
So no wonder we get confused about the two.
No wonder you're getting confused. Your rabbis were much more confused than you are. Do you know this, which category it
so
goes?
They couldn't spell very well.
Oh. That is for sure.
I already told you, when I have rabbinical school students who are studying heavy rabbinic, their writing, the Hebrew writing, is rabbinic style. And I always laugh about this. He writes in rabbinic style. That's that. Now, not only they substitute back and forth, sometimes they combine them. There is one Slehikraot. Both Aleph and Ot.
Covers all the bases.
So they combine them too, not just confuse them, okay? So that's rabbinic Hebrew for you.
You don't want us to write in rabbinic
no,
Hebrew.
Just no, look, mama, look.
This is just important for me. As I get from the award.
Okay.
I will never get this.
Amru b'shamayim. Now, another convention in the heavens. Waiting for the conventions of next year. Amru b'shamayim. They said in the heavens. Mipnei sh'rabi merachem hu ra'uy lerachamim. It's the same sentence.
Yeah.
Me'az, since then, hivri rabbi Yehuda. Hivri.
Oh.
That's nice.
God healthy. Yeah, but what's the root of Hivri?
Bara.
In which binyan?
This is a Hebrew man.
Isn't that amazing? God created in Bara. But we caused him to be recreated. Isn't it unbelievable?
Yes.
That's what Hivri means.
God healthy.
No,
God healthy.
Oh, it means God healthy in modern Hebrew.
In the sense, yes. So that's the sense. Chalav is the exact antonym for Hivri. Is this loaded or what?
Yeah,
this is beautiful.
Very
good.
Yeah.
Now the third line of the second paragraph, the Hanichi. It's he feels shlemi.
Yeah.
Is it is it future?
It's not shlemi. It's not shlemi.
It
cannot be shlemi.
Is it a tzivui?
Betach. Of course it's tzivui.
Okay. It's not a... So...
No, you don't have it right. You're right. But if you look at your chart, what does it look like?
I looked at my chart to see. Okay. No, it's not.
It looks like a limit here, right? It's a limit here?
Actually, no, that's not.
Where do we look at? I'm sorry.
Hanichi.
Well,
this is
no,
your
it's
homework.
You. It's not here. Yeah. It's
your
it's
homework
it's
is to analyze verbs, ladies
so
and gentlemen.
It's not
so we should analyze
this. Absolutely. I did 3/4 of the job for you today.
Does halach mean to become sick?
Ah, hold
because,
on.
Because
okay, halach is what?
Hivri means to become healthy, to be made healthy.
Hivri is healing. Who Hivri? He healed.
So it is?
Got better. As if he did it to himself.
He healed himself. I mean, how would I say I got better?
Hivret me. Or hechlamti.
So it's like koevli. Oh,
nachon. Or hechlamti.
No. The same structure.
Hivreti or hechlamti.
Okay.
You take, you feel.
Yeah.
And,
right?
As if you cause it to yourself.
Yeah.
As if. Okay, it's one of those verbs that hifil took life of its own and became a verb of its own. Hifil is not always causative, just like
pi'el
is not always intensive. Or hitpa'el is not always reflexive.
Right?
We've talked about the life that each binyan takes of its own.
But halach's meaning is
halach?
Is the opposite.
Chala.
Chala.
I meant to say chala.
So I'm thinking about something else.
Sorry. Chala means became sick or fell sick or
was
sick.
So it's a problem. He was sick because in English you have to be. All the time.
Yeah, but I'm just wondering if it has the same connotation of change of health as the became healed does. Yeah.
It does just because that becoming sick and becoming healthy is a process. So, of course it does.
Okay.
It is a state of being. So it has to imply that in the the connotation load.
Right.
Okay? Absolutely.
But then the other question I had for... creations or creatures.
So
you
creations have to use
mountains and seas and trees. Is that included?
Rabbinic Hebrew goes back and forth with that. Remember the Lamed Yod Lamed Aleph confusion they have?
Oh, about meaning.
So modern Hebrew made semantic differentiation.
Bri'ah with an aleph is any creation, like mountains and the heavens,
okay.
And Bri'ah are people, Bri'ot.
Okay. I'm sorry, okay. You said that.
You understand? Rabbinic Hebrew, it goes back and forth. But Bri'ah in modern Hebrew is only a creation by God, or a creating by God. And Bri'ah with a yod is a human being, Ish.
And has, I mean, okay.
Which one is the for Bri'ah, Asiya, Yetzirah, Bri'ah?
They're all...
Is it which...
The Aleph.
Okay.
Yes, I know. You're talking about the Sfirot. The Aleph.
Oh, the Aleph is...
Because it's more... It's
in the four worlds.
The Bri'ah with an Aleph includes Bri'ah with a Yod. That's why in the Sfirot you have an Aleph.
So the Bri'ah...
She's talking about Kabbalah.
But the Kabbalah spelling is the
Aleph.
Because
the Aleph is inclusive
of everything.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's appropriate from the root bara with an Aleph, but a sheet bara with an Aleph.
Which group does he free belong to?
You tell me.
The Garo.
What does it have at the end in Lamed the Poel?
Oh.
Aleph. So what do we call the group like kara with an aleph?
Lamed
aleph. Mm-hmm. And nothing happens to it. It's an insignificant group, right? It stays all the time. But gets silent.
It's the counterpart.
But gets silent. That's the okay. If you want to find the Talmud, it is in Baba Metzia. Baba Metzia is the middle tractate. Amud Peihei, you know, Daf, sorry. Daf is this in the Talmud.
Yeah.
And this is a Daf. And this is Amud Aleph. Okay? So it's on Peihei, A. Okay?
What, this is?
Remember the sheet story?
Yeah, the sheet, like the Daf.
But this is not written here.
That was interesting.
So this is Peihei and this is Peihei, and it's on the Aleph side.
Yeah. Right. I was looking at how to spell the webpage. It's Daf Internet.
Daf Internet. Daf. I like that.
Yeah.
Daf Internet. So is the Daf in the Internet going to be Daf? Because we always say Amud X, Amud Y, and this is a Daf. Gamze Daf.
Yeah. That's a Daf. The Internet pages are Daf.
And if it's a loose paper, you say, is it sad? Which side?
Oh.
However, a daf basefer is the amud.
Oh my goodness, it's so interesting. There's so many words for, as opposed to English, doesn't that? Because it's so important.
It's funny, isn't
all
it? Around the books.
For what's
around the books. Okay. Shailot. Questions about this? So
can you write down words from, because I didn't.
Which words?
The Talmud.
Baba
Metzia. Baba Metzia.
Hey, is
60 or 70? 65? No, it's not 60. Mitzalech is 60. Baba Metzia.
Say,
hey,
one.
Why don't we do it this way?
Okay.
I'll give you the numbers. So, Samus, I pay 65.
85A. And B is two of those?
Yes,
two dots?
Two, like
right.
A colon.
Right.
Wait, can
it's
you
like
do
a colon.
Mm. Oh, like one over the other.
Yeah.
Okay.
Simple.
Okay.
Did you say that Bri'ah without Bri'ah is inanimate creation?
No,
without
the Aleph.
Bri'ah
without the Aleph?
That's
you mean with a yod?
Yeah.
The one with a yod?
That's
people. With
a
yod,
is that living creatures?
That was human.
No.
That's human. Okay.
Those are only human beings. The top one is everybody.
The top one
is everything.
Everything.
More inclusive.
And that's the
just
verb.
You need to think about Bereshit Bara, you'll understand that.
Yeah.
He created them all. Okay. And it's Alamed Aleph in Hifim. Ivri. Hivri healed from a disease, from an illness. Right, Hivri. We have a synonym, Hechlim, from Chalom. I know, it's a different word, but it's prehistorically. Anyway.
When you refer to health, is it
a similar
spelling?
Very good.
Oh, yeah.
Ibu hivri, what do you call healing? Havra'a. And what's it? Bet Havra'a. Bet Havra'a is rehab.
And la briut when you sneeze.
And somebody sneezes, la briut. Or when somebody finished eating and says toda rabba, you say la briut. To your health.
Okay.
Some people will tell you don't say la briut, you say livriut. Mm-hmm. To health. The thing is this. You say la briut because it's ellipsis of the whole expression la briut shelcha or la briut shelach. Okay, you're just giving a shortcut of the whole phrase. And you know that when we have possessive, ha briut shelach, nachon ha, with shel has to go together. So of course it's la briut and not livriut. Okay?
Can you write it?
That's almost like
to la briut.
Yeah, to make sure I get all the nikudot right. To get the nikudot right.
La briut. Gesundheit. That's you.
No, I know.
Okay.
You know, is not a language.
I went to, you know, when you go to lectures, it's funny. So different professors answer differently. So I, Irita Aharoni, you know her? She's a Hebrew literature professor at Harvard. And at the end, when the students tell her thank you, she says, La briut, as if they ate something delicious. La briut. Okay. Lori's joining us for a little while. Everybody knows Louise. Oh, Lori.
That's okay. Starts
to know. No, I will do it forever. I do not know.
My name is Lori, too.
Just call L.
Okay. Questions about the story?
Al Rabbi Yehuda
HaNasih, Al Chachameinu Zichronam Livracha. Okay? No.
Oh, do you know, when I sent in my reading, I had a question, but I think I saw the problem. In the very last line...
Amud, Emma, Amud, 205, 205, 205, 205.
I think I can read it out.
Okay.
I circled every one of the shin head tops and looked at the way it flows.
Okay.
It's beautiful how it goes from to do it and they'll do it and then you'll do it, they'll do it, and finally he does agree. We will. Is that it? At the end it's v'ha ego nishcha.
So give me the other forms you have there. Emma is talking about the root shin, chet, chet. Shoresh, shin, chet, chet. Bevakasha. Lo sheket.
Shochet.
Shachat. So you're talking about sheket, shin, kof, chet. Okay, transliteration. Opposed to
she. Well, which lines?
Okay.
Well, actually, if you start on line 17,
okay,
where the mother speaks to the father and says, "We will."
Okay. Yeah. So we will. How is it said? We will.
Mishpacha.
Anachnu, implying anachnu. Mishpacha. Ma binyan. Anachnu nishchat. Ze pa'al.
It's pa'al. Future.
It's future.
Pa'al atid.
It's future.
Nachon. Pa'al atid. Anachnu nishchat. Nachon? Ze anu shel anachnu. Ze efal. Kmo nishma. Anachnu nishma. Anachnu nilmad. Anachnu nilbash. Ken? Okay, Emma?
And then in lines 23 and 26, he says, Tishchat.
Who's the pronoun?
Well, let's start with me.
Okay. In me. In me, the mother.
Okay, Rega.
Yeah.
In me.
In me.
Nishchat.
Yeah.
Ve. Gampo ve gampo?
Yeah. And so that's, so now he's moved to you.
No,
she.
Okay.
She.
Paal, atid.
Right.
Yeah. He.
Yeah.
Imi is of he.
Yeah.
Okay. Hala. Ma'od.
And then in line, at the top, very top of page 205, it becomes Yish Hitu.
Yish.
Yish Tehu.
Yish.
Yish Hitu.
Yish Hitu. That is consistent with Yish Tehu Ve Yilmedu. Yish Hitu. As Maze.
They will.
נכון, הם. אתם עדיין בבניין פעל? זה פעל? כן. פעל. זמן? עתיד.
At the very end, it's all they will slaughter it, and then at the end it's
והאגל
נשחט.
That is Nifal, right?
Nishchat.
Was slaughtered. I mean,
that is Nifal.
Love that. So look. Tiru.
That is Nifal.
Anachnu nishchat et ha'egel. Imi tishchat et ha'egel. Hem yishchatu et ha'egel. Direct object. Ta'ad. Achshav ha'egel becomes the subject.
Right.
Here it was a direct object. Now he becomes the subject.
Right.
So, was slaughtered was your translation in class last week. So, binyan, out loud, nif'al. This nun this time is for nif'al. What helped you was the context, because the morphology of this and this is the same. That's
well,
why you need to know what you're
doing. But you see, I thought it was Nepal, but then in my dictionaries it says there is no Nepal for that.
Which dictionary are we using?
Oxford Dictionary and the NTC.
This one?
And 501 doesn't even have it.
But did you use the verb book?
Oh.
Emma, what about our chart?
This book?
Yeah.
Oh,
and what about El Kadai?
This one,
you forgot.
Did you use this?
I forgot to trace back to the
Nepal. Okay.
I forgot to go back and look at the Nepal.
Okay. Okay.
This one is easier.
Okay. So you guys, you know what we're doing? We are learning how to use our tools. That's all. It's a discussion of tools.
This tool is really easy because they're all under the
third
hey
person passing.
No, for the he feel and then he pa'el.
Yeah.
They're all under hey.
I forgot to create nifal and then look it up there.
All right.
So you do it here and
there.
Yeah.
But
well,
is it under nifal? It is. It's be under nifal.
You tell them which chart.
74.
74 is the chart.
You just have to try to make it into a nifal single third person past tense and then see if it's in here.
So this is your third person masculine singular. This
I
is
mean,
the form you're going to, that's going to be listed.
I
in
think
that
that's
book
the fastest way to figure it out. Just try it in here.
Yes, but
it depends on the person.
You can do it.
Well,
you're trained. You've done it for 3 years.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I can do that. I don't know what words mean, but I know the structure.
I can find them.
Okay. Now, I want to show you, though, how you feel how little by little you're really pushed towards Nifal. Right? The
yeah
the last two
yeah
two chapters really pushed on you Nifals, because the next chapter teaches Nifal.
But teaching us
yeah
Nifal.
No, not today. But I want to see, I want to show you why was it, why the Egel became from a direct object to subject. I want you to think about the menorah. Okay? And before we're going to go to Israel, we're going to learn something else. Today.
So you have work for the next week.
Oh,
wait.
But
here.
This is vacation.
Oh, what?
Already?
I'm
fine.
Vacation?
Yeah.
There is no vacation from a language.
But we're not coming in here next week.
No. Okay.
Come on, guys, help me out here.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go. בבקשה. פעל. מה הפסיבי של פעל?
נפעל.
Here it is. פעל. לנפעל. הצד האקטיבי. לפסיבי.
פעל.
לנפעל. Has all of them on. Again. Automatic passive. But these took lives of their own. Okay? Remember, PL to PAL, intensive, but also a life of his own in other meanings. Mm-hmm. IFIL, causative, but life of his own.
So when you say life of his own, you need another kind of
like we just learned, like Echlim, like Ivri, the same roots that existed.
So really?
And then, whatever exists here and exists here, then it's passive. But this also has a life of his own.
Yeah.
So it doesn't exist.
That's
in,
why?
If the Nifal didn't exist in Pa'al, that's probably something else.
Not necessarily. Okay?
No rule.
Yeah, not necessarily. Right. So it's like the psychological rule.
I'm confused by what you mean when it has life of its own and when too fast for that.
They have other meanings. It's not necessarily passive.
Mm-hmm. Ah, thank you.
Okay. It is not necessarily only reflexive.
Okay.
Like Hitpa'el. Hitpa'el can be other things. We learn it's the mutual. It is the passive. It has other meanings. And Hifil, we just saw. We learned Hifil intensely. Hifil, we learned intensely causative. But we also saw, as of today and in our list, Hifil means that the person does the action himself too and doesn't always cause the action to happen on somebody else.
So,
like Hivri, somebody is healing, getting better on his own. You have a virus, you get better on your own, right?
Well, it doesn't
get better. So the only ones that don't have a life of their own are
Pu'al and Hufal.
Pu'al and Hufal.
That's correct. The only pure two that will never have life of their own,
exactly,
are Pu'al and Hufal. And Haderech Arukai Verabam. We have a way to go before we touch them. Okay? Now.
Lunch?
Do you want a break now?
I don't know. No, well, it's 20. It's quarter of one. So
yeah. Why don't you take a break? Fine. Take a break now. Take a break. Get your lunches. Come back. I'll teach you the concept of the chapter, and then I'll check homework. Leave your books open.